Depends how you count. It's either day one or day two of the official election campaign. Well, they called it yesterday. Prime Minister called it yesterday. I think today's kind of day two. I'm not sure. Andrew Probyn is the federal political editor for the West Australian newspaper. Perhaps he's got the days right. Welcome.
G'day, PK. I think it's day one.
So do I. Good. So we agree. Good. Because yesterday it was called and today's the campaigning, right?
Exactly, exactly. Yes, and this is this first proper day. Yesterday was more ceremonial, in my view.
Yes, okay, good. We're agreeing there. Can we just start with today's confirmation of a story that you broke last week, that Liberal politician and part-time author, Dennis Jensen, he lost pre-selection for his WA seat, that he's running as an independent, but he won't resign from the Liberal Party. What's going on?
Yeah, that's a bit curious, isn't it? That element there about him not resigning from the Liberal Party. I think if they come hounding him, then they could get rid of him. They could sack him. But he doesn't seem to be that keen on quitting. But he's definitely going to be out there criticising things that they have stood for, and indeed some of the policies that they've announced through last week's federal budget, including the retrospective element to the superannuation clampdown.
Can he win? I've heard lots of analysis.
No, he can't win. Okay. No, he's absolutely.
That's what
he hasn't got a chance. Hasn't got a chance.
Not a chance at all?
No, look, this fellow, Dennis Jensen, gore bless him, he's been disendorsed three times by the Liberal Party, twice saved. So he's had a good 10 years in federal politics. He hasn't got a chance of winning this, but he's going to go down screaming. And he, for 8 weeks, he gets paid while doing it. So, that's worth about $35,000. I'm sure that is not his driving force here, but it's kind of handy, isn't it, when you can have a hissy fit and be paid for it at the same time. But no, he hasn't got a chance here. The endorsed candidate is Ben Morton, who was the state director of the WA Liberals for ages, a guy who did very well in the last election. In fact, it was a remarkable result for the Liberal Party in WA because of the mining tax mostly and the boats issue. 58-42 in two-party preferred, absolutely awful for the Labor Party. They only hold three seats out of 15. They'll be hoping to improve their numbers after July 2nd. But even then, it's going to be quite a tight fight in three of the marginal seats there.
And I just want to go straight to one of the issues that was a bit contentious today, and that's on boats. Labor's candidate for Melbourne, Sophie Ismail, called for, and I quote, an immediate end to the cruelty on Manus and Nauru. But of course, well, Bill Shorten supports that policy. How is this going to play out for Labor?
Well, this is a very difficult one for Labor. No matter how you cut it, this is not a happy hunting ground for the Labor Party in terms of public policy. It did become a disaster under Labor. There were a lot of people who died very tragically and awfully, and it doesn't have a better solution. Now, you can argue that that it did have a chance at stopping it getting so bad with the Malaysian solution that it came up with, that sort of it was like a laundering of asylum seekers for boat people. That was defeated by the Liberal Party and the Greens, as mentioned by one of your correspondents there. But it became a complete disaster under Labor, and if it doesn't have an alternative that is proven to work, then it has calculated it better just leave it as it is. And in fact, that is the conclusion that Bill Shorten reached, and he fought for retention of turnbacks as well as offshore processing, and he lost a lot of skin in fighting for that, and then ended up having to get the help of the CFMEU and the MUA through the ALP National Conference last year.
Many thanks for your time, Andrew Probyn. We're going to check in with you, of course, as we always do, as this long campaign, 8 weeks,
Are we there yet?
We're going to get there. We've survived before. We're going to do it. Thank you, Andrew.
Okay, cheers.
Andrew Probyn there. He's the federal political editor for the West Australian newspaper. You're listening to RN Drive.
Want to hear about the best party in town this election season? It's a new podcast with me, Frank Kelly.
And me, Patricia Carvelis.
The Party Room, your essential guide to this federal election. Subscribe now. Simply search for The Party Room in your podcast app.
Or listen via the RN website, abc.net.au/RN.